107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great checking in when Sydney Brennan, your dietitian, is there, and she joins us on the phone lines. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, Sydney, are you keeping warm? My gosh, we've got to the chilly temperatures, that Arctic air moving in, Sydney.
Oh, my goodness, I know. This chilly weather, it's been making me feel like maybe we were in need of a good soup recipe this week.
Oh, I like the sounds of that. So what do you have for us?
Yeah, so this week's recipe is called mixed barley soup with kielbasa and Swiss chard.
I like the sounds of this. Sounds like lots going on. How do we put this one together?
Yeah, so the nice part about this recipe is that this soup actually comes together pretty quickly, and it also uses barley as a star ingredient. Now, barley is a whole grain that is very high in fiber, which is great for our heart health, our digestive health, and also for managing our blood sugars as well. So to make this soup, you're first going to cook your barley according to the package directions. Then in a large pot, heat oil over medium heat. Cook diced carrots, celery, onions, and garlic for about 5 minutes. Add kielbasa, 2 teaspoons of fresh thyme, and a pinch of hot pepper flakes if you like a little spice. And then cook that for about 2 minutes. And then add 1 carton of reduced sodium chicken broth and a pinch of salt. Reduce your heat to medium-low and simmer for 10 minutes. And lastly, stir in your cooked barley, 1 cup of chopped Swiss chard, and cook for about 5 minutes before serving. And serve with a bit of crusty bread for some dipping, and you've got a delicious and hearty meal for a cold weeknight.
Oh, it sounds terrific. And as we've talked about, we've got the cold weather here for January, so this sounds like an absolute treat. Recipe of the week, mixed barley soup. Sydney, do you have a favorite soup?
Ooh, that is a great question. Do you know what? Actually, one of my favorite soups is butternut squash, and I love to do it in the slow cooker and throw in things like sweet potato and apples. Oh, it's just my favorite.
Oh, that sounds perfect. Again, we'll have the recipe of the week available for you on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystraffordnow.com. And check out Sydney Brennan on Facebook. Lots of great information there. Sydney, you've got a recent post talking about there's no such thing as one perfect diet, and you say, hear me out. So, Sydney, can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, with the new year, we see lots of different ads for diets and things like that. And I just wanted to kind of let everyone know that there's really no one perfect way of eating, because we're all unique and we're all, you know, built differently. And so it's all just about, you know, balance and moderation when it comes to it.
And Sydney, you can offer great tips, information if folks want to get in touch.
Absolutely. So yeah, you can find me on Facebook by searching Sydney B, your dietitian at theirs, or you can also find me on Google by Googling my name in Stratford as well.
Okay, and reach out for sure. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zayers in Stratford, Listowel, and Goderich. So she's got, Sydney's got Southwestern Ontario pretty much covered. So Sydney, thanks again. It's always a pleasure. And with this cold weather, make sure those kittens, if they're outside, make sure they got their little kitten sweaters on.
Oh my goodness, yes. No, they're just inside, but they have been watching the squirrels very diligently outside.
Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zayers. Thanks again, Sydney.
Thanks so much, Jamie. Have a great weekend.